Hello and welcome back to episode 3 of The Falcon. I'm Cooper Hughes. Hope everyone's day is going great. If not, I hope I can help make it a little better. So we posted the first episode last week, I believe, and we got a ton of support on that. So I really appreciate y'all for the support, the feedback, and the questions that y'all sent in for future episodes. I've got a couple of the questions that y'all sent in last week right here. Who do you think is going to take a leap in football next year? This is one of the questions that I asked Lucas, and I guess some people wanted to know my answer to it as well. The big thing for us is O-line is going to be really important because we do have one of our best O-linemen, Connor Britton, leaving. So a lot of the underclassmen are going to have to step up. So I'm looking for guys like Brayson Pruitt, Charlie Decker, Tyler Higgins, Luke McMahon, just a lot of these younger guys to take that next step up. And then as well, some of the skills positions. Andrew Schultz, when he got that shot at running back, played extremely well. And then obviously he had a great season at linebacker, which is his main position. So I'm looking for Andrew Schultz to do a little bit more on the offensive side, maybe run the ball a little bit, get a few reps in there. And then also Caleb Colony, I'm looking for him to take a big leap as well on both sides of the ball. And then the next question, what are my plans with WHHS Sports after I graduate? So this is something I've actually been thinking about a lot. So I don't want it to just completely disappear after I graduate because I feel like it is a big part of getting people to come to games and just like school spirit and stuff like that. So I'm hoping to find someone to maybe like pass it on to whenever I do graduate. But I know it is a tough job, and then I also don't want someone picking it up and then just not being consistent with it. So that's something I'm going to have to keep looking into. Okay, our special guest of this episode, we have junior standout star so far this season. Took one of the biggest leaps I've seen in the sport, Jake Lindsay. Jake, how are we doing today, man?
I'm doing great. Appreciate you for having me on today.
All right, Jake, like I said, you've been a superstar for baseball this year, which is something that maybe not a whole lot of people saw coming, but I also know that you had a great summer. But again, I don't think anyone was expecting this. Jake, when did you first start playing baseball?
I started about when I was about 4 years old, playing like, you know, the rec league at like Jackson Park and stuff like that.
So, what else did you play growing up, or has baseball kind of been your main thing, I guess?
I grew up playing, you know, baseball, obviously, and I played basketball, you know, all through since middle school. I never really got too good at basketball, so I decided to drop it, just focus on baseball.
What do you think has been your favorite thing about baseball that's kind of stood out from the other sports as you've been growing up and getting older?
One of my favorite things is just carrying on my last name for the sport. My dad played here, won the state championship, and my older brother, Will, played here too, was a very good athlete. And it's just, I think, baseball in my family is just a really big part of who I am.
So, talking about the leap you took this year. So, sophomore year, JV, you were solid as a pitcher, and then you also hit all right as well, but you're one of our main pitchers on JV, which again was a little bit of a surprise for some people. So you played a little bit of JV and a little bit of varsity. What was this summer like for you, summer ball playing, travel and all that?
I played this summer with a team called the WNC Fire Frogs. It was just like a pretty new organization. Played a lot of tournaments over the summer. Got a lot of experience, saw a lot of good pitchers, got a lot of good at-bats and stuff like that. I decided to really focus on lifting this summer with Connor Britton, which is one of my really close friends. He really pushed me, and I really got big in the weight room this summer.
So starting off the season great, did you ever think that you were ever going to be this good, like, growing up, or like even in the summer? I know that you were batting really solid during the summer and even fall ball, but did you think that you were going to take this leap? Were you expecting it?
Honestly, I wasn't, but I know that I put in a lot of work, and I have really good teammates and family around me to where I know I can do anything that's possible. So I really think that I've taken a jump, but I'm really happy about it.
So, like, what's really been the difference between this year and years past, like, with your training-wise, with the summer, and then even in the weight room with your guys and your teammates and the coaches?
You know, I think I just decided to take a big jump. You know, a lot of conditioning, a lot of weight room work, a lot of focus on specific muscles and stuff like that, which is something that I've never done before.
And then confidence-wise, when you see three home runs, you've hit three balls out of the park in five games, like, what's it like confidence-wise taking this leap, and how has that helped you with baseball?
It's really given me a lot more motivation to keep working. You know, the game of baseball is something that you have to be very consistent to continue to do good, especially after you keep doing good. It's hard to maintain that, but you always have to have that confidence and always go into the box thinking you're the best player on the field. And if you don't, then you can't get it.
So when did you think you really realized you're like, oh, wow, like I can go to college for this. I can take that next step that you took. When did you realize that this was possible and this was coming?
Honestly, it was probably over the summer where I really, you know, saw a lot of progression in my hitting. Like, I started hitting balls further, more consistently. My speed's gone up, strength's gotten up. You know, I'm starting to, like, fit into my body, like, stuff like that. So I'd probably say about over the summer. And I really just started to, you know, develop into who I think I should be.
How have your teammates and your coaches really, like, helped you take this step? And that could be, like, during the summer, during fall ball, just y'all's conditioning and training. Like, how much has that helped you take that step and keep working hard?
Well, one of my dad is one of the coaches, and he helps push me a lot because there's a lot of days where I feel like I don't feel good enough to play or practice and stuff like that. And him and, like, Coach Livingston, Jackie Korn, all of them continue to push everybody every single day. I think that's what makes not only me, but everybody on our team a lot better than what they think they can be.
Man, that's great to hear. So you had that big summer, like you were talking about, fall ball this season. What has recruiting been looking like? Have coaches reached out to you? Have you been reaching out to coaches, the camps and stuff like that? What's been going on with that?
I had this recruiting coordinator from North Henderson. His name's Ryan. He's been helping me a lot, just getting me started getting on my feet with the recruiting process. It's a long process, but you got to start soon or, you know, it's like almost too late. So I'm working with him. I haven't really started much reaching out just because I'm trying to focus on winning conference and stuff like that first, because then my recruiting process will probably start around the summer. So it's just getting started for me.
I see a bright future in that for sure. So what's your biggest word of advice to someone who's maybe in a slump right now, or they maybe are doing solid on JV and they're looking like, okay, I can take that next step for varsity. Like, what's your biggest word of advice to someone looking to do that?
For people like that, you gotta put your head down, you gotta grind. It's not easy going every day, even when you don't want to. But you just got to know that it will pay off, because I was in the same position. And if you really, truly, if you keep your head down, grind, and you just show everybody with how you play, then you will get it eventually. It just takes time.
All right, so the theme for you this year has really been just home runs. Like, you're batting good. What are you batting this
season? 580.
You're batting 580 right now, which is crazy. When did you hit your first ever home run, and have they always been kind of like a big part of your game? Like, have you gotten a home run in just about every season that you've played in growing up?
Well, I've actually, that one I hit at TC was the first home run I've ever hit ever. So I've always had like the power, but I don't try to hit home runs. I just try to hit gap to gap, line drive, stuff like that. And then my philosophy is just home runs happen on accident. You know, you get down on the ball and then elevates.
That's insane to me that that home run at TC was your first home run, because again, you got three of them on the season already, and they've all been nukes. So, are you personally like able to tell when the ball's gonna go out, like when the pitch is coming, or like when the ball hits the bat? Like, are you able to feel that's gonna go out? Because obviously, you have a little bit of experience with that throughout the season.
You know, I think whenever you square up a ball and you think, it's like obviously it hits harder than like, you know, not hitting that well. You can tell the difference, but it for me so far it's kind of hard to tell when it's going out. You know, sometimes it feels like it's just like a routine pop fly and stuff like that. So it's kind of hard to tell for me. I'm sure it's different for other people though.
Dude, Jake, I appreciate you coming on for this interview. It's been great, and I'm happy to see you take that leap, and I'm very excited to see where you're going to go and where the team's going to go throughout this season. Thank you to everybody for listening. I hope you enjoyed, and I'll see y'all next Saturday.